if you might say you had a what of children, you got a whole bunch.
Hmm.
What would you say you had? What would be a word meaning that you had a whole bunch?
I bet you call that a large family.
A crowd?
Do you ever use the word tassel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have.
Well,
tassel of them.
Well, how many would that mean to you?
I don't
like
know.
Just
a pile of them.
Just a pile of them.
Well, it would mean more than one.
It'd have to be more than one.
More than you could count right offhand.
Okay. The outside of an ear of corn.
Shuck.
Shuck.
Yeah, shuck.
Okay. What is the kind of corn you eat on the cob?
Ball corn.
Roast an ear?
Yeah.
Okay. How about what do you call the top of the corn silk?
Tassel.
Silk.
The tassel?
Top, stalk, that would be the tassel.
Okay. How about the stringy stuff that comes out the end of the corn shucks and that you have to brush off the ear when you take the shucks off?
That's silk.
We're going to have to. What? Okay. The outside of an ear of corn is called a
shuck.
Okay. We got through all of that. The large round fruit that grows on the ground that you make pie out of Thanksgiving.
Pumpkin. You have one in there.
Oh,
if you
okay.
want it, y'all can have one.
The kind of small, yellow, crooked-necked vegetable.
Squash.
Okay. Any name for it when you let it dry?
No.
Okay. What kind of melons do you raise?
Watermelons and cantaloupes. Muskmelon.
Okay. How about the kind of melon with the yellow meat?
That's a watermelon, too.
They call it salmon.
Okay. Okay. How about muskmelon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What comes up in the woods and the fields after a rain? Little white umbrella shape.
Mushrooms.
Okay. I think, let's see, yeah, you talked about these when we were talking about melons. They're big and green and people pickle the rind.
It's watermelon.
Okay, what kinds do they have, you know, around here, and what shape are they and the colors of the meat?
Some are round and some are long and some are yellow meated and some are red. Just different kinds.
Yeah, watermelons grow a different shape.
Mm-hmm. The yellow ones.
And some are little bitty. They call those icebox melons.
Icebox melons.
Just about the right size for us. So we raised a good many of those.
Icebox.
Okay. Icebox melons.
Okay. Let's see. Do they have a whole bunch of different names for the other ones, or do you just call them yellow watermelon?
No, that's what we do. They may have other names.
Okay.